Tēnā rā koutou katoa e te iwi hakarongo mai nei ki tō tātou tāonga te reo irirengi o te hiko tika iwa tukou māwhitu iratahi te iarere. Ai, ko te kai kōrero e whaeke nei ko Mary Jane Manukau tēnā. Ai, me tōna toa kai ko MJ's tērā i roto i te taone nui o kai tāia no reira me tāria ke tātou ki aia. Tēnā koe, Mary Jane.
Oh, kia ora.
Kia ora, he mihi kauna kia koe whai wāhi e whai wā ki te kororo kia hau, i rongi i te reo irirangi o te hikoa te ika e pāna ki tō toa. Tō toa kai tērā, appreciate you joining us and giving us a little bit more of a kororo about MJ's. First of all, give our listeners a little bit more of a kororo about who you are and where you're from.
Kia ora, I'm from Kaitaia. I was born in Kaitaia. I went to college here in Kaitaia. My mother is from Whangapere and my father's from Pangaroo. So Herekino Manukau is where we were brought up, and in the last 2.5 years I have just come home from Auckland. My background is working for nursing and running a company for drainage with my sons. So that's our background. For 25 years we've done drainage in Auckland, which did subdivision and new shopping centres throughout South Auckland.
Kia ora, no reira, ko hoki mai koe ki te kāinga, you've come home. And yeah, give us a little bit more of a kōrero about the current mahi that you're doing at the moment.
I came home to retire. I started up the vintage tea room in here in Kaitaia, and 2 weeks after we signed our lease, we went into COVID for the first time. So now I've also had the old vault, which is across from the old pack and save, and I've had this building for 2.5 years, the same time as the vintage tea room. And I've moved down here, and now I'm doing seafood kai and just finding out what kai tai is all about, of what sort of kai is available to us here. So at the moment we've been doing like hangis. I've been doing seafood boils, and it's been pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, man, some challenging times to be able to go and start a business and trying to see how things go, as lockdown affected many businesses throughout Aotearoa and throughout the world. So you can only imagine some of the challenges. However, we have been hearing this name MJ's, as people have been ordering, as you said, hangi and these kai moana boils. So let us know a little bit more about how that is currently operating, since you are now working with more specifically MJ's at the moment.
Okay, we're actually doing online at the moment for our seafood boils and taking orders like that. That's been quite successful for us. You know, even though we've been in lockdown, we still have rental to pay for our buildings, and we just sort of all come out of lockdowns and COVID and all the other stuff. So now I'm ready to look out opening my doors, currently taking it a little bit slow, and hopefully I can look at doing new staffing for MJ's. And the kai is, I've realised that kai for Kaitaia is all about going back to basic cooking, basic home food that whānau are looking for.
I've been hearing that kōrero lately, that as good as KFC and the other franchise, McDonald's, can usually do, many whānau are doing exactly that, looking for kai that's, you know, is the basics and that they can remember, and at times can't get out to the moana and get themselves. So those are some of the feedback that I've been hearing. And I also can vouch for the hangi. I got to have a nice lunch yesterday, come down and got a taste of it for the first time and really enjoyed it, along with a bit of a steamed pudding with some custard and cream. So that was a yummy combination right there. So in regards to booking. How can people book, and are there any specific menus that are available? Or just give us a little bit.
Yeah, at the moment I'm just sorting out my menu now. I've been having hāngi being booked from Kaikōura, 200 hāngis at a time that we send to Kaikōura. They come out and pick it up from us, and then they take it back to Kaikōura with some of the rūrangas and steam pudding. So we've been doing a lot of that lately, for hāngis, that is. We do hāngis at the market, and that's been... But everyone just knows who I am now. They've actually started to figure out where I am now and who I am. I've been keeping it pretty low-key, but now that they're starting to understand who Andre's are, where I'm situated, so they come onto my page and they just order from me, and I just get it all ready. I give them a time to come and pick up, and pretty much basic and simple. My menu I'll be working with is another business that is new, that's just opened up after COVID, that we're looking at doing our koi and seafood from, and it's another business up in Awanui that I'll be working with very close to for fresh food and fresh fish. So that's another thing, is working with other businesses like myself, that we support each other by buying from each other.
Ai, re wero atu wero o ngā kōrero hei tauawhi koutou anō. Being able to support each other like that means a lot, especially coming out of COVID. Not to say COVID's gone anywhere, it's still here, but learning to live with it and learning how to operate and move forward with it. But for ones like myself who are keen to get in there and place a few more orders, I've already tasted the hāngi and I really enjoyed that, but I'm also interested in getting some of those seafood boils that you were just talking about. Is there any particular way that we place those orders?
Yeah, just come on my page. Give me message me, just tell me what you want. I will always answer, tell you what's the seafood ball, what's the best buy for you, do the best deals I can for you. If I can get crayfish, I will source that crayfish out as close as what I can afford and you could afford. And then I just take it from there. And we just end up having a back and forward conversation. I make it, you come and pick it up. Pretty simple.
Rawerewatu, and that's what we're looking for, a little bit of convenience with some real kai that we can have on a daily basis. Hoi no, he tino mihi atu kia koe Mary Jane mo wene o ngā kōrero, and no doubt, as you've already spoken about, it's been working so far, and that it's only going to increase and get a lot better. But any final words for our listeners throughout Te Tai Tukerau and Te Hiku o Te Ika in regards to MJ's itself?
Hey, I'm just excited to be serving Kaitaia, the people, and hoping that we can bring it to the table as it is. Like, you know, our tables were always the kai table of conversation around kai. That is what I'm hoping to bring to Kaitaia, and pretty much that.
Ai, ngā mihi atu kia koe mo wene o ngā kōrero. I'm looking excited to be tasting more of the flavours coming out of MJ's. Nō reira, tāku kia koe I tēnei wā, kia matāra, kia ora.
Kia ora.
Ai, ko Mary Jane Manukau tērā, me tērā o ngā toa ko MJ's. Ai, nā rātou te tino toa mō ngā seafood boils, ne? Me ngā hāngi tēnei wā ki Wanganui te taone o Kaitaia. Nō reira, whaiwhai haere I o rātou whārangi pukamata. Ai, kia tuku atu kia rātou o koutou hiahia. Nō reira, ai, I reira ngā whakāhua me wetahi atu ata kia kite ai koutou I ngā kairō reka rawa atu o MJ's. Hakarongo tonu mai ki tō tātou taonga te reo irirangi o te hiko o te ika, iwa te kou mawhitu, iratahi te iarere.